Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Oh, magnificent, healthy, wealthy people that I love. We're going to church. Oh, my goodness. What a week. I'm telling you, we've turned a big corner in the understanding and expansion of energy direction and creation. It's pretty darn exciting. So many of you have already found the new webinar that's posted on accessing the vitality of your own well-being. I am telling you, I am living, breathing, eating, sleeping the intention that we master physical, mental, and emotional creation of health and wellness this year. And so I'm hoping all of you will join me on this webinar, because you know, when we come together on these webinars, it's pretty mind-blowing and boggling what we get to and what comes in. It's January 31st, and then I've got a big surprise for you for the February webinar. But anyway, this one's on January 31st. There's a small, quick worksheet included for you, and everybody will get their highest core belief into what they need to bring into alignment to be the frequency of health and wellness. So I'm going to ask you three things today. Please stop doing what you're doing. Put the dishes down. Finish the bite of food you're having. You know, whatever is taking part of your attention while you listen to this, let me just have your full attention for 5 minutes. Okay. I was doing some individual work around this health and wellness. And the channel, when I asked why, where did it start, blah, 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 it was during a point in my career where someone hurt me and hurt my career a lot. Now, what happened was I gave my power away to them. Oh, they're so big. They're so important. They're blah, 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 blah. How can I, you know, quote unquote, fight this person and what they've done to me? So I'm asking you, and this is what we do with illness. This is what we do with our stories. Who or what have you given your power to? Who or what have you given your power to? Cancer? Some kind of a disease? Another person? A belief? What have you given your power to? Where in your life do you feel like you are a prisoner right now? Okay. And where in life are you scared? What scares you? A health issue? Money issue? a person issue? Where is it in your life that you're scared right now? All of these places are where we are giving our power of our own creation away. And we know when we give our power of creation away, doesn't work, does it? Because we fall out of creating ourselves and continuing to focus on what we want, focus on what we want, focus on what we want with love. So somebody, a friend of mine who's getting ready to do a documentary on gaslighting. And let me just tell you, a quick definition of gaslighting is manipulating a person into questioning their own sanity and knowing. And it occurred to me when I was talking to them yesterday that we gaslight ourselves. We make ourselves question what we know. You know, I'm helping a lot of people in the private sessions with channeling and working with the pendulum. You know, the one thing about channeling in any form, guys, is if you're going to access the highest information, you can't question yourself. And that's what gaslighting does. We usually think of it in terms of gaslighting another person, which makes them question their sanity, question what they know, question their lives, question who they are. And isn't that what we're doing? That's what this work is all about, is to know and not to question yourself anymore. So we're going to bring all this in balance right now, invoking the symbol formula by the flame golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. I want you to focus this week on being the powerful creator of you. Whatever you're fearing, wherever you've given your power, take it back and know that you are the powerful God of you creating your life. All righty, we're going to go to the calls, and we're going to start with Ms. Reba in Pasadena. Hi, baby.
Yep. Hey, baby. Here I am in Pasadena. Very happy to be here.
Good. And we're happy you're here, too.
I told you last night that I would call in today for a report. Now, I never called in, and we didn't talk about all the stuff that you and I and you've helped me work through. But let's just say that I wasn't practicing the love of being healthy.
Yes.
And you and a couple of other friends who are my team members, thank you, said you got to back up from the news. And I said, hey, I'm all good. Like, I can take it or leave it when it came to my drinking. And you know what? I wasn't all good. And working with you and some other folks and then being willing, I did back off. And I can now...
The news. Yeah.
Yeah, the news. And move into laughter, love, knowing, trusting that the God of me is more powerful than anything I've given my power to, which you just talked about. It's astounding.
Yeah, it is, Reva. I can even hear it in the vibration and frequency of your voice. I told you that last night. And yeah. And it, What I want people to hear from you, though, is that you knew the work, you knew the principles, and yet you weren't living them.
Yeah.
You were choosing to watch the news, which took you into the toilet, which created more anger in you and more judgment in you, and that didn't work for you, and that was affecting your health, you know, and now you're moving out of that. I'm testing it right now, big time, they're saying. You're moving out of that.
Yes. Because I felt, and I think this is important for a lot of people listening, where so many times we'll say, well, I have a right to blank because I'm on the right side. You know what? The energy of making wrong is the energy of making wrong, no matter what side.
Thank you. And it takes your focus to exactly where you don't want it to go because you don't want it to create more of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, folks, you know what? Whatever is happening, move off of that. Into, like, I said to you last night, well, when something hurts and you get up, it's kind of challenging not to focus there, but it's like, hey, my toe feels good because something always feels good.
Yeah. Reach for the higher thought, as Abraham Hicks said. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Reva. That served a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. And it goes exactly along with what they wanted to talk about with this health and wellness. We've got to take our power back, guys. Gotta. All right. Cindy Lou in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hello.
Hi. What's up,
okay.
Baby Cakes?
Oh, my. Snowstorm out here in Pennsylvania today.
Yeah, more.
I woke up this morning and I was like, darn, the driveway's covered again. I didn't wake up, though, I have to say that. I've been up for over 24 hours, so I might be a little giddy. Like, all right, I did rest a bit. Taking your power back is what you're referring to this week, right? I got to get back on track here.
Yes, taking your power back from whom or what you gave it away to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And it's so interesting. You mentioned, though, about this documentary. And the reason I didn't get any sleep is last night I couldn't sleep. And I laid in bed and I just started crying, like grief type of crying. I don't want to do it again. But maybe I got a little bit more to go. I chose to stay in a very toxic marriage, which I have been out of now for a year and a half and doing a lot of healing. And I am so beyond grateful that I've connected with you. I have gone through so many of your conscious creation stuff all the way back to 2012.
Oh, my.
It's just been so healing. And I've been releasing so much this past month that I never, like, things came up to me that I never even realized. And a large part of my guilt is that I should have walked away. But I stayed because I felt that's the only way I could have protected my son.
Okay. Cindy Lou.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I want to know, does that serve you, feeling guilty? Does feeling guilty serve you being powerful in your own creation? Or does that keep you a victim?
No, and that's the thing. It doesn't serve me. And last night when I cried, it was like I was releasing so much, and I actually felt like I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, I know that feeling. I definitely know that feeling. And what you were losing is the energetic heaviness that has been holding you down. Look, and this is what you would say to somebody else. You did your best. You made the best decisions you could make at the time. You allowed this experience into your life so that you would learn that you wanted to be loved and respected and honored and taken care of in this life, and you wanted the same thing for your son.
Yeah.
Now that you're clear about that, you must honor and love and respect yourself so that you can attract other people who do the same, because whatever signal we send out is the signal we get back. If you want, guys, to be loved, honored, respected, taken care of in this lifetime, person you must start with is yourself. What thoughts can I think about honoring who I am? What feelings can I allow myself to feel toward me that honor who I am? That's where I want you to put your attention, Cindy Lou. And the tears are good, honey. The tears, you know, as an actress, I can tell you, when the tears come, we know we are connected to our hearts and a real emotion. It's a good thing to purge with tears, okay? And then move on. You got it?
Yeah, like go out and plow the driveway and be done.
And love it.
Yeah.
Or don't do it. Love it or don't do it.
Well,
it's
gonna I'm gonna love it sooner, or
call the neighborhood kid who wants to make some money. You know?
Oh, they don't do that anymore.
See, I have neighbors that absolutely would do that, or walk my dog or whatever. Anyway, just keep saying how can I, and how can I love and honor me. And acknowledge me like we talked about last week. All right, baby. Thank you. And thank you for all the love you poured out. Appreciate it.
Love you. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. Yeah, guys, we've all been in shitty relationships. Let's face it. Whether it's in business or a personal relationship or family, you know, we've all been there. That's part of our story. Thank them for waking you up and showing you what you don't want. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I just have a question energetically. I'm doing a lot of deep work on myself, and I take a lot of time with myself and my inner child. And so, but for the last 3 or 4 days, my hands have been getting like so cold. And I don't know if that's from all the releases that are going on or if it's something I should be concerned about.
Okay. Is it physical, mental? It's definitely emotional from what I'm getting.
Okay.
They want to give you a core belief. Is there anything to be panicked or worried about? No. Core belief. This page here, 1-5. Where in your life do you want to know that you are more of the creator than you are experiencing right now?
So where in my life do I want to know
that you're the God of you?
That I am the God of me.
The creator of you, yeah.
Yeah, I would say I would say probably financial is probably an area.
Okay, yes. Yes. So now they want you to be sure and understand, all of you, however you do anything, that's how you do everything. So there is a belief running your money that affects the creation of you as the powerful God of you everywhere in your life. Sheets. But give me a song, baby, any song that pops in.
I don't know. I'm thinking like Boogie Woogie Shoes. I can't even remember, but it's like Boogie. I can't remember.
Yeah.
What,
okay.
Yeah.
You see, baby cakes, you're not having fun with money. You got to have more fun. And then people say to me, well, I don't have enough money. How can I have fun with it? Well, therein lies the challenge, you see, because it doesn't work the other way. You don't wait to get money before you love having money and have fun with it. You decide to have fun with it, and then money, like any other significant other, goes, oh, I want to go play there.
Okay.
So I just had an experience like this with myself. And I had worked very hard and made some extra money. And this store that I love, that I just dearly love, has a huge 50 to 80% sale off at the end of every year. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take this much money down, and I'm going to treat myself. I love this store. I love this sale. I've worked really hard this year. I'm going to go have some fun. Now, see, the little girl in me goes, oh, my God, no, you should keep that. You should put it away. You should save it. What if? And I went, no, I'm not doing that anymore, little Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to love and enjoy my money while I am being very responsible. I had the most fun, you guys, and you know what? 80% of the stuff I got is Christmas presents for next year. But I bought me a couple of things that I dearly love. One of them was a pair of gorgeous earrings that I just wore to present at the Family Film Festival. So that's your answer to, and she's bringing something in for everybody, guys, for everybody. Whatever you want, love it more, have more fun with it, treat yourself, acknowledge that you're worth it, and you watch everything in your life start to shift then. So
okay.
Would you say that's accurate when I say you're not having as much fun with money as you could?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Is. And I am, you know, it's so funny because there was a course or there was something and I said, no, I'm just going to do that because, you know, I really want to do that. And so I did. And so then did I question it a little bit? Yeah. And I think what it is that I probably have the least I've ever had in my life right now, but I feel so free because I'm not attached to like materialism. But you really need to get little things. And so this
okay,
is just like.
Okay, so Adele, do you know you can have both? Do you know that you can have lots and lots and lots of money and freedom? That is what you want to put together. Because
okay. Something
around what your dad showed you, you equated working for money, making money, having money as a loss of freedom. And you want to know that both those things can survive really happily together.
Thank you. You know,
yeah.
that really, yes, because, yes, that really puts it together. Thank you.
Well, and and a lot of us have made that connection. You know, I work with a lot of people who come from wealthy families, and they hate money because they equate the money with mom and dad always being gone and never being there for them because they were off working all the time. And so once that comes to their realization, they can turn that belief around that the two things don't live together. They did in their family because their family had that belief. But we know as you believe, it's delivered to you. So freedom and money live happily and successfully and joyfully together. Thank you for bringing that in, Miss Adele.
Oh, thank you. Yay.
You bet. And the truth will set you free. All right, Kathy in Arizona, you're on.
Oh, happy New Year, Dee. How are you?
I'm fab. I'm with you guys, aren't I? What's up?
I have two questions. One is I have constant back pain from injuries to two vertebrae, and nothing seems to help except opioids, and I want to get off the opioids. What am I doing or what do I need to do in order to facilitate getting off of the pain meds?
Okay. That's not your highest question. Your highest question is how you can feel great.
Yeah.
Okay, because when you feel great, you won't need the meds, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. The first thing I heard when you started mentioning it was, what load are you carrying? They're showing me you bent, you know, kind of like the little match girl, you're bent over with this load of wood on your back. What load are you carrying? Financial? Well, hold on. We're going to health and wellness. And now we're going to a life subject. Here, 15, 16. Faith. Okay. All right. You've opened up a big thing here that I'm working on that I understand. All right. Remember last week we talked about the fact that we all are being asked to love and acknowledge ourselves more. When we don't acknowledge our gifts, and acknowledge that we are the God of our own creation, that's the signal we send out that keeps getting matched, because the universe doesn't judge. Its job is just to match whatever we send out. So then we keep creating experiences of not being acknowledged. Right now, your body, which is a universe into itself, is not acknowledging you. And when we don't acknowledge ourselves and then therefore don't be acknowledged, we lose faith in who we are. And that is energetically what is behind your back.
Holy cow.
So, Miss Kathy, when I say you love your back, you love your body, it goes to no on both.
That's correct.
Okay. Your job is to love your back and your body. Right now, you have given your power of creation away to the pain in your back.
Yep.
And that, I want, you have a love place, right? You've been in the community long enough to have a love place, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to choose to spend time to go to your love place every day and just sit in that love and then say, body, I love you this much. Back, I love you this much. This is what it feels like when we feel good. Let's put this signal out.
Okay.
All right, that's number one. What's your next question?
The second question is probably related. I want to move to the Pacific Northwest. I have COPD. I have trouble breathing at this altitude. And it seems like everything and its brother is coming up to postpone that relocation. What am I doing to create that?
You're not acknowledging yourself.
So it's the same thing.
It's the same. Again, like I said to one of the other callers, as you do anything, you do everything.
Okay. All right.
Okay? Okay.
And I suspected that.
So the more you love yourself unconditionally, and right now you don't, I'm testing it.
I don't.
See, if I felt better and I was off these opioids, then I could love myself more. It works the other way, guys. Whatever you're giving your power away to, whatever you're frightened of, wherever you feel like a prisoner in your life, right now, break the shackles, break the bars. Move into, everybody go to your love place right now and just really immerse yourself in that love. Yes, that is what you create everything from. I just made a big breakthrough about this myself, Kathy. I know I'm right on with the channel about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I got to what the highest thing was, it was I felt like I was a prisoner in my own body.
Yep.
And I burst into tears.
I do that every day.
Which is what brought in all this information.
Mm.
Okay? I
yep.
know, guys, it will not make any sense to your conscious mind. Do it anyway.
Okay. So will
now,
we learn more about that in your new webinar?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Look, I have created such a strong intention for this year about knowing, being all the frequencies, vibrations, having all the information about being the frequency of health and wellness. We get that one down, probably our work is done. Other
Relief.
Than putting it into practice. Because, look, most of us know how to create money to some extent right now. You know, I have people call in on privates and they want to work on money. And I said, well, okay, how much money a year do you want? 20 million. and I say to them, then you really don't want money, do you? You know, that's I'm 75 and I want 20 million. I'm perfectly open to winning the lotto. And how much money do I really need to be happy?
I only need 10 million.
All right, you get your back fixed and we'll work on that. Goodbye, Kathy. Oh, you guys are such smart asses. Carmen in Puerto Rico, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I have two questions.
Okay.
Okay. On the last show of 2023, you talked with Heather, and I saw myself in her situation.
Honey, I won't remember any of that when I'm in the channel, so just ask me your question.
What would be my first step, I mean physically or in the real world, to get out of my self-inflicted entrapment?
Well, you answered your own question. If you're entrapping yourself with yourself, as yourself, then all the answers lie within you. And it's always been, Carmen, about why am I held back? You know, you did it with your mom, you did it with your dad. Now they're gone. And now you're doing it with you because you never really applied being the powerful God of you. You have to take responsibility. So every time you feel like you're going into the toilet, Carmen has got to choose to go, no, not doing that. That's my old shit. That is not going to get me what I want.
I'm doing it.
No, it goes right to no, Carmen. It goes to no. So you tell me, what are you doing to get out, be more vital in your life, make your own money? What are you doing?
Well, I'm...
Yeah, see, you don't have an answer.
No, I have an answer, but the English, I wrote all my... Okay, I can do it. I can speak English. Okay.
Yes, you can. You're doing great. What actions are you taking in your life?
Well, internally, I'm taking action. Where I live is almost the same. It's the same as Heather, but in a different way. Where I live, we don't have public transportation here in Puerto Rico.
Okay,
we don't have
Carmen,
stop. The jobs that I would like to do are in other
then
towns.
Move, Carmen. Then move. There are ways for you to figure out how to get there, but I want you to understand that this is the same thing you did with your mom. I can't do it because of my mom. Now I can't do it because of my dad. Now I can't do it because there's no transportation. It's a pattern in your energy, and now we're going to a core belief. Okay, some energy has to die or go away before I can be the creation of me. And that's the belief. Nobody has to die. Nothing has to go away. Nothing has to cease being for Carmen to be the powerful creator she is. All right, what's your second question? Carmen?
Okay. In my dreams, I'm always leaving my wallet in a place, and I go to do other things, and then I remember it, and I run to recover it because I feel afraid someone can steal it, and it's the same. I'm always having that dream. I would like to know what
okay.
it means.
Okay. So according to my channel, everything in the dream is you. Everything. So you're leaving you, and you're in fear that someone will take you or steal you. and you can't find yourself. All of which applies to what we've gotten to in the first part of your call. Carmen has found Carmen. Carmen is the God of Carmen that always is integrated within herself. You never lose you. You always have you because you are the God of you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We've been working on this for a while. You're
yes.
making you're making some strides. This is what you need to bring together. You are the powerful God of you. What can you do that you want to do for yourself? Nobody or nothing is in the way. How can you create getting to those jobs or create a job that is close by that you'd like to do? You see, you're going, well, all these things are in my way, so I can't. I want you to start saying, how can I? I am doing this. How can I? I am doing this. Okay? All right, got to move on, sweetheart. Thank you. All right, Micah in Oakland. You need help with a major life transition. All righty, what's up?
Hey, it's Mika.
Oh, Mika! I'm sorry. Stephen misspelled it. I mean, I'm sure that's how it sounded to him. All right, what's up, baby?
Hi. Well, first, I signed up for the yearly private, so I'm excited to start working with you.
And I'm thrilled, yeah. Mika. Thrilled.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to do a deeper dive as time goes on. But for today, basically, I'm ready to resign from my job that I've had for almost 7 years and create new work opportunities in different practice areas. And when I test, I get a big yes that it's in my highest good to resign. When I test different things, I get maybes regarding like specific opportunities or fields. So like my
That's because you're not clear about what you want. And they would like you to use the word transition instead of resign.
Okay.
You are transitioning to a part that is a better match to your energy right now. And it's time.
Okay.
Actually, it's past time, but you know that.
I do know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what is your highest question that you want to know?
Well, what I had put down was like, what do I need to get into alignment to get clear so I can create and receive the highest opportunities for myself?
Okay. What rocks your boat, Mika? What excites you? What makes you happy? What, you know, brings you alive when you think, oh, I could do this?
And see, I have more clarity on the environment that I would like to be in, you know, in-house, in a company, interfacing with different people from different departments, you know, not in a law firm per se.
No, I don't want to hear what you don't want. You were doing fine until you said not in a law firm. Okay. So when you get off, write out everything that would stoke your boat. Everything. In this job. Like a blueprint of the most perfect job. Okay? And then this is what you want to get into alignment. But make the list first. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 6. Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So, guys, I'm going to give you permission to know that God, the force, the creative force, whatever your term is for the creative power in this world, it says right in the good book, I want to give you all the desires of your heart. It also says, these miracles and more will you do also. We are literally given permission. The good book calls it God. It doesn't matter what your term is that you use. We are literally here to experience and create the highest thing that we want. We're meant to create that as the powerful gods of us that we are. So that's your answer. That's what you have to get into. Alignment is, I'm supposed to be here and I belong creating everything I want, including the job of my dreams. I'm worth it. I love myself enough to give me this. That's the signal I'm sending out. And then magnetize that experience back into your life. Do you understand?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So what's coming up? What's the yeah, but? Because I can hear it in your voice. What's the yeah, but?
I think it's timeline.
Not your business, Mika. That's not your business. Your business is to just create. And believe me, the universe will do it in the weirdest, most magical way that you cannot even dream about. Your job is just to know what you want and love yourself enough to give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, see, the lawyer in you goes, well, no, it's harder than that. I've got to, you know. So you have to separate. The what?
Competence, right? Moving into a new practice area that I haven't practiced before.
Well, start practicing it then. You know, I mean, I didn't know how to channel till I started doing it. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't know I was doing it when I was doing it.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, begin it, honey. But if you sit there wishing and hoping and dreaming and all that shit, it never transpires, but it feels like you're doing something, guys, because you're thinking about it all the time. Thinking about it all the time is not the same as creating it into manifestation. So love it. Be excited about it. Every time you feel that power that you're giving away, you got to stop yourself, Mika, and go, Mika, stop right now. That's your old shit. That's not going to give you what you want. Love and excitement and self-acknowledgement will give you what you want. So let's go. And then, you know, guys, it's a question of being conscious. If you want a blank CD, and I'm not talking to you, Mika, but if you want a blank CD that's going to change your life the first time you listen to it, you're in the wrong community. What we teach is literally training your brain and your energy and your mind how to default to the powerful you instead of the fearful, scared you. Do you got, you have it, Mika?
Yeah, I'll keep, yeah. I have things I'm working with. I'm going to keep working with them and bring more
okay.
love and
joy play more.
Into the experience.
Yeah, yeah, play mm-hmm. more instead of work more, okay? All right.
Okay,
Cam,
thank
I'm
you.
Looking forward to working with you, baby. Bye-bye.
Yeah, me too. Bye.
Yeah, guys, I'm telling you, we are... These private sessions are just off the charts now. I mean, I have so many people, that new people that have found me that have booked these privates. And I'm not tooting my own horn, but I am tooting the channels. Almost every private, they go, oh, my God, Dee, I've been in therapy for 10 years. Nobody ever found that. Nobody ever put that together. Oh, my God, I understand this for the first time. And I'm training you to get to that yourself. Okay? You are your highest God of you. You know. And Stephen's saying, get off. You've got to go. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.